please make me a fan.
What the fuck?
Mental vacation.
Makes me seem like a horrible individual.
And you are.
Yeah.
Have anal sex with a person who, prior to the deed, has swallowed a piece of raw bacon.
What?
like fucking a chicken.
That'd be awesome.
Well, make me a fan of your crime.
They still had places to go. You know, there were still bars.
Make me a fan, Captain.
All right, everyone. It is so good to be back. This is a Make Me a Fan podcast. And we are back after a long vacation. That wasn't really a vacation, but we're back.
I was going to say, I wish we were just back from a long vacation.
We're back like the fucking plague. We're going to infest you. We're going to eat you from the inside. No. And we're going to rape your fucking ribs from your guts.
That's really weird.
Anyway, I am Sean. And this is the Make Me a Fan podcast. Some people have called me the world's worst talker.
One person.
Me,
I was
right?
Say yourself.
Yeah, that's all right. You can give yourself nicknames. But I am joined with my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wife. That's right. She's the 3B, Carrie.
Oh, my God.
I just made that up on the top of my head. That's pretty clever, right?
I'm Carrie. I'm...
3B?
No.
Nope. Carrie.
Just Carrie.
3B.
I can be beautiful Carrie. Not right now, though.
No, not right now.
Shut up, you ass.
And I'm also joined, always, well, it almost didn't happen, yeah. But I'm joined with my brother, the Hillbilly Buddha, what? TJ.
What?
I don't know about that name.
TJ is not Hillbilly, nor is he anything like Buddha.
Well, is my accent going away?
Actually, I think it is.
All right, good.
Yeah, you don't sound so dumb anymore.
So it's Southern, yeah.
No offense to anyone that lives in Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know we probably have a lot of listeners in Indiana.
Yeah.
Probably not Kokomo, though.
Yeah, what? Kokomo doesn't have the internet. They're too poor. I don't think there's any free Wi-Fi at strip clubs.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, they shun upon that.
All right, so as you guys know, well, first, before I get to our break, I just want to give a big shout out to the What If podcast. We played their promo at the end of our last episode. Hopefully you guys have been listening to them. They've been really supportive of us. I'd just like to say thank you to those guys. Keep listening to them. Follow them on Twitter and you know, review them on iTunes the same way you guys do us. We are going to do a crossover episode eventually. We got to work that shit out. But yeah, the What If podcast. Big shout out to you guys. So last time we recorded, it was just me and Carrie, and it was a really hard podcast to do. It was roughly 3 weeks ago. Basically, 3 weeks ago, we found out that the Make Me a Fan podcast official mascot, Brody, had bone cancer. A week after that, we had to put him down. So we've been dealing with that. If you listen to the last episode, Good News First, 21.5. Yeah, we've been dealing a lot with that shit since then. Been really hard, but we're not going to let that weigh down this podcast because it's been too long and we're going to have too much fucking fun, even though TJ is way too hungover.
Yeah, hungover and tired.
Yeah, TJ went to a concert last night.
Yeah.
What, The Devil Wears Nike and all that remembers.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And Chris Jericho.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really like his band.
Yeah, he sucks.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, TJ thought he was still 21.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he could still drink like he was 21 yep. And mosh like he was 21. And then he remembered, oh, shit, I'm 30.
I thought I was doing a pretty good job in the moment, but, you know, afterwards, that's where it really showed that I wasn't 21.
It was just
21.
Not eating. If you had eaten something, yeah. It would have been so much better.
That's true. And then not stay in the mosh pit for as long as I did.
Yeah, you got dumb people choking you and shit.
Yeah, yeah, that was
That's nice. Why I don't go in mosh pits. Last time I went in a mosh pit, I punched a guy in the face and shoved him in the fucking cyclone pit.
Yeah.
And I never saw him again.
He just got sucked in.
Yeah. It was like that cow in Twister. Just gone. So anyway... everything we've been going through and Carrie's suggestion for the topic actually leads us to our topic, which is pets. Like pets. Yep.
The benefit of having pets.
Yeah, that's a good name. I need a name this episode. But yeah, the benefits of pets, something like that. Spoiler alert, all three of us were big fans of pets. We all have pets currently. Like I said, I just lost my best friend of 11 years, Brody. He was a Rottweiler German Shepherd, and he was the coolest fucking dog ever. But besides that, me and Carrie lost her cat in December of 15 years, which was her best friend. And
my baby.
Yeah, both of them were our babies.
Yeah.
But also, me and Carrie adopted a little husky.
Are you talking about Ava or
yeah,
Izzy?
Ava. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Ava's a little husky.
Well, I adopted Ava a couple of years ago, but she's been basically our dog.
Yeah, I call her a little husky because she's a little overweight. She's not much.
She is definitely not overweight.
Okay, when she sits, sometimes she looks fat.
But she's not.
She's not overweight. Well, when we got her, she was really skinny, and she was also really abused. So when we got her...
Not really abused, but she was...
She was definitely abused. She hated men. All she wanted to do was hide, and me or any other male that walked around her, she would just, like, growl and not want anything to do with.
Yeah, she used to hide under my coffee table and growl at anyone that came into my house.
Yeah, and now she's just daddy's little princess.
And we had to buy her a muzzle because she was attacking Brody.
Yeah, she would attack my Rottweiler German Shepherd. And
who weighed 100 pounds.
Yeah, he outweighed her by at least like...
60 pounds.
Yeah.
Because she's like 40.
Yeah, so back then it was probably more like 45 or more.
Yeah.
So, and recently, actually on our 2-year wedding anniversary, we adopted another dog from a rescue. That's a little schnauzer gremlin.
Schnauzer, little thing. Scottish terrier. Not really sure what she is, but she's got really big ears.
Yeah, and really high-pitched bark. Yeah. But she's really smart. So she's the new Leota, and I know one day I'll have a new Brody.
Leota was my cat.
Yeah, they're about the same size. They're both about 5 pounds.
No, they're...
8 pounds, nine pounds. Yeah, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato. And TJ has two of his own dogs.
Yep.
He has Pacey, which is named after...
Pacey Witter from Dawson's Creek. That's a character's name. The actor's name is Joshua Jackson, in case you wanted to know.
I always gave him shit about liking Dawson's Creek. Different generations, I guess. And Pacey's what, a beagle? And
His technical name is a Pomeagle. It's a
Pomeranian?
Yeah, Pomeranian beagle mix. Yep.
And he loved Brody.
Oh, yeah.
That was like his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We always joked about Pacey being gay for Brody.
Yeah, Pacey, he's about the size of a football with four chopsticks and a head.
Yeah.
But he's a little overweight.
He's a little husky.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Pacey's definitely a little husky. But, yeah, so Pacey, he's the size of a football, his body, basically. Maybe a little bigger.
Yeah.
Brody, he's 100 pounds. He's long. And Pacey... Fucking, I gotta give him props. He would try mounting Brody all the time.
That is what is referred to as a dog trying to dominate another
dog. Yeah. But he didn't give a fuck. He's like David trying to fuck Goliath.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, and he's like a warrior.
Yeah.
But you do have another dog that's named after an actual warrior.
Yep.
A warrior princess.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that segue. It's awesome.
Yeah. Xena.
Yeah. And she's a rat terrier.
Yep.
Pure?
I mean, yeah, from what I know, yeah. I mean, yeah. Looks like a pure rat terrier.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Although people confuse her with a miniature pinscher all the time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's her markings.
Yeah, if her white would have been, like, brown, then you could definitely say it would be, like, a miniature pinscher.
She is, like, Rottweiler colored for those, right?
She's black and white.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't have any brown?
No.
There might be like a tiny bit on like a paw or something.
Oh.
But yeah, there's hardly any brown.
Okay. Never
but
mind.
When she was a puppy, though, she didn't have all the white. She was actually like black and brown. But then, or tan, I should say.
Aww.
And then it all turned white. And then, so now, obviously, she looks like the rat terrier instead of the minpin. So.
Now, she gets so excited when I come over.
Oh, yeah. She like sprints in circles.
Yeah. And she pees a little bit.
Yeah.
And she checks...
Yeah.
That is Pete. That is Pete.
I do that when I meet celebrities.
Yeah.
I run around in them in circles and I sniff my own crotch to make sure I didn't wet myself.
I'm good.
All right. So that's our background on pets. We're giant pet lovers. Actually, we were just fostering a cat. We got him around the first of the year. Yep. He was a giant motherfucker. His name is Connor. So technically his name was Connor McGregor because we were fostering him.
And he liked to throw a left punch.
Yeah, he had that fucking quick left. Came out of fucking nowhere. Came out of fucking nowhere. Who the fuck is that guy? That's my Irish accent when I'm sober.
But Connor got adopted like the same weekend that we had to put Brody down. It
was like the week after, I think.
No, it was the same weekend. It was Thursday and he got adopted Saturday.
Oh, okay.
We went from 4 pets down to 2.
Yeah.
In 2 days, 3 days. Yeah, these
past 2 weeks have just been a blur. I don't even know how long it's been.
Yeah.
But we are going to discuss not just our pets, because we've talked about our pets.
We could talk about our pets though, for like hours.
Probably. And we'll have like 2 listeners left. Yeah. The other 2 will turn off and these 2 will stay. So if you're still listening, thank you. We're going to actually talk about real benefits of pets. So,
and why you should own one.
Yeah,
yeah, motherfucker.
And be a fan of them.
Yeah. And why you should never buy one from a pet store. We'll talk 100%. About that after.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're going to get started with health benefits. I think maybe we can split it up. We do some health benefits of dogs and then go to health benefits of cats. I mean, obviously, we could do tons of animals. Like, there's a lot of pets. There's dogs, cats, there's gerbils, rabbits.
Those bearded dragon things.
Yeah, like Brandon and Jamie, which, yeah, they take them for car rides and shit. Yeah, they like...
And cuddle them.
Yeah, they cuddle them. It's fucking awesome.
It's so cute.
The big lizards, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're not big.
No, like, have you seen...
I don't know if I'm
Gavin
referring to them
one.
As the right thing.
I'm pretty sure they're bearded lizards. They're probably about like 8 inches the okay, body,
yeah.
And they kind of got like the catfish or the diamond shaped head, mm-hmm. kind of a fatter head,
and the big fat round bodies.
I think that's just lizard body. Don't fat shame the lizard. So yeah, whether you got that or whether you got a sloth, which is my dream pet, which Carrie won't let me have because they're rapey.
No, because they'll fucking kill you.
Well.
You'll be cuddling with it at night, and then you'll wake up, except you won't wake up because you'll be dead because it's killed you.
No, in 8 hours, it'll like start choking you, and by the time you wake up, you're like, it's a little tight. What are you doing there, pet?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, you got food? Okay, I'm cool.
It's just like, I love you so much. I'm just going to squeeze you till you
die.
Yeah,
like that video of the sloth slowly wraps his hand around the cat's face and just pulls it back, and he's like, prepare your anus.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get into this. Health benefits of dogs.
Oh, that's the last time you even said that in a while. Let's get into this. All right, so health benefits.
How many
benefits.
Minutes was that?
That's first time we have not got perverted in like 14 minutes. Oh, usually it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when grief takes over. Yeah, you forget how fucking perverted you are. So anyway, we probably won't get too perverted in this podcast, but no. Spoiler alert, next week we're going to be really perverted. I'm going to make up for it. I promise. I'm going to get all the dick jokes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so the first health benefit I got is pets actually decrease stress. In a 2002 study at the State University of New York at Buffalo, researchers found that when conducting a stressful task, people experienced less stress when their pets were with them than when a spouse, family member, or close friend was nearby.
Which is why more places of business should allow employees to bring their pets with them to work.
I totally agree.
100%. I used to drive straight truck with Brody when he was young. That's how he got potty trained. And that was one of the greatest jobs I ever had.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just driving around with your dog all day.
Fuck yeah.
Making money.
Hell yeah. I didn't make a lot of money. I made like 12 grand that year. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't pay taxes that year.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is they help lower blood pressure. Having a pet has the potential to lower blood pressure, especially in hypertensive or high-risk patients, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. If you have a dog around, your blood pressure is lower. Veterinary consultant for Good Morning America and author of the upcoming book, Your Dog, The Owner's Manual. A lot of it goes back to reducing stress. You might lose your job, your house, your 401k, but you'll never lose the unconditional love of your pet.
Yeah, that was Marty Becker, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good quote. You might lose your job, your house, your 401k, but you'll never lose your unconditional love for your pet. That's what pisses me off about a lot of people. They're like, oh, free dog. I have to move to an apartment. I can't have him.
Yeah.
But your dog doesn't give a fuck. Your dog just wants to be with you.
Right.
Or I can't, got married, wife has cat allergies, has to get rid of cat. Your fucking cat doesn't care that your wife has allergies.
Yeah, I would never give up any of my pets for anyone.
No, man. For sure.
I'd be like, I guess we're living separate.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so the next health benefit is that, believe it or not, pets can ease pain. They can be the best medicine, especially when a person is dealing with chronic pain such as migraines or arthritis. Just like Valium, it reduces anxiety. The less anxiety that people have, the less pain they feel. There's one study from Loyola University that it found that people who use pet therapy while recovering from surgery may need significantly less pain medication than those who do not. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's like a, what's it called? Endorphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because they make you happier, which maybe helps you heal better or something.
Exactly. No matter how bad my day was, a hug from Brody would make everything okay.
Yeah.
It's a, because you get all your senses, basically. Like, you can see him, you can feel him, you can touch him.
Yeah, they trigger those happy things in your brain.
Yeah, all your memories, they're just instantly triggered.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I believe this next one, and I'm going to use TJ as a case study for this one.
Yeah.
Apparently, they lower cholesterol.
You're using TJ as a case study?
Yeah, because he owns two dogs, and he lives in a house with another dog and a cat. And everyone in that house probably has really high cholesterol.
Yeah. Even Pacey. No, he didn't.
And Blue.
Especially Blue. And surprisingly, Pacey didn't have high cholesterol.
Me and TJ's parents, more specifically my dad, our dad, he has a cat that is fat as fuck.
Like 55 pounds or something?
He's at least 52 pounds.
Your mom said he's 15 pounds. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, you reverse those numbers. He's 51 pounds.
Connor was 12 when he got adopted. There's no way that Blue is only 3 pounds more.
Yeah, no way.
Well, I would say Blue's not as heavy as Pacey because I picked up both of them, and Pacey was 22. So Blue's, surprisingly, it's hard to believe, but he is under 21, I would say. But I don't think he's 15. I'd say he's probably like 18.
Well, maybe he feels 19. Lighter because he's longer and he's spread out more.
Yeah, that's true.
Cats, I think, have like a lighter bone density.
Yeah, that's why they can twist around when they fall out of like buildings. That's why it's better to throw a cat out of a tent. Not that I could ever condone throwing a cat out of a window. But if you have to, throw him out of a 10-story window as opposed to a 2-story window. Because they will survive a 10-story fall, but they won't survive a 2-story fall.
Research that fact, people, before you do that.
I've seen that. Don't throw a cat out of a window. I'm just saying that now. Don't hurt any fucking animals because I will hunt you down and I will fucking castrate you and kill you. But I have seen documentaries and I learned in school that cats that fall from, the higher they fall, the more likelihood they have of living because they have time to twist their body around and prepare for impact.
I think 10 stories is a little too high.
No, you fucking Google it. We can skip your next turn. Google it. More cats have lived from like 10 stories than like 2 stories.
Yeah.
Because their bone is light, kind of like birds, and they can twist around and they know how to land. I mean, they didn't walk away unscathed. They're obviously fucked up, but they lived.
Yeah.
So it's better for cats to fall from tall buildings and short buildings. But don't fucking hurt cats or any animals, assholes. So anyway, according to the CDC, another heart-healthy result of owning a pet is low cholesterol. Right, Teej?
Yeah, supposedly, but I still think, obviously it depends on your lifestyle. Like, yeah, I have two dogs, so you would think I would be more active because you'd walk them. But if I got a yard, then it's like, well, you know, maybe I won't walk them today because I can just go outside and sit, you know? So,
yeah. My dogs would seriously go nuts if I didn't walk them.
But they've also become accustomed to that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I just think it's better for an animal to get that mental stimulation of like
smelling everything.
Exactly. If you think
going somewhere other than being in their same house and yard all the time.
Yeah. If you look at dogs I guess we're talking about dogs in the situation. Dogs like prisoners. Like they're just in a holding cell and then they get let out in the yard and that's it. But if you actually take them out in the street, it's like an entirely different fucking world. Right.
I feel like I'd be pretty bored if I sat at home all day and only ever went in my yard and that was it.
I can only dream.
Isn't that what you do, though?
I don't need to leave my yard.
That's why I go shopping. To get out of the house.
There we go.
Were you done? Okay. So the next thing is pets improve your mood. A lot of the health benefits of owning a pet may stem from the mental and emotional benefits, says Dr. Becker. When you come home, it's like you're George Clooney. You're a star. This is a primary reason pets are used in various forms of therapy. Walter Reed Army Medical Center, they're using dogs to help soldiers deal with post-traumatic stress disorder, says Katie Nelson, DVM, Associate Emergency Veterinarian at the VCA Alexandria Animal Hospital in Alexandria, Virginia. They're finding the guys who have a pet are able to re-enter society a little bit easier. They're showing a decreased suicide rate, one of the biggest health threats veterans face. These guys who have a pet, someone they're responsible for, someone who cares about them, and they don't have to explain what they've been through. So,
yeah, I think that's great, using dogs for, like, soldiers to come back.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, even, police dogs or... I see it on, like, you know, Facebook and shit. Like, soldiers that they find dogs over in Afghanistan and shit and adopt them.
So awesome.
Yeah, it's like the only thing they have to get them through. And then, you know, the dog ends up dying and, like, it's as if they lost a child. Which, honestly, that's what it is. Like, dogs or cats or whatever pet you have is basically your fucking kid.
Yeah, losing a pet is hard.
Yeah, like. That fucking animal depends on you for everything.
Right.
Without you, that pet is either going to eat you to try to stay alive a week longer, or it's just going to, like, die next to you.
Well, and you're seeing that pet every single day.
Yeah, you don't even see your family or your friends that much. Like, I would see Brody more than I saw Carrie. Because Brody would be up while Carrie was still sleeping, or, you know, vice versa.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, this next one's actually a good one for TJ.
All right.
This is what he needs to start doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So supposedly here, allegedly, pets help people socialize.
Depends on the owner.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, I can totally see this because, you know, you walk your dog or you take him to the parks and, you know, people will stop you. And, oh, you know, what's your dog's name? What kind of dog is that? And, you know, they want to pet it and... You know, if you go to the same park over and over, you know, you eventually end up meeting people. It's kind of like the whole, like, kid daycare thing. You know, if you take your kids to the park, you meet other parents. Maybe do play dates, you know, because, you know, people do play dates with dogs as well, too. And now they have puppy daycares. So, you know, you bring your dog to the puppy daycares and you meet people that way.
Yep.
So
is it meetup.com?
Yeah, yeah, there's that, too. You know, you can, you know, create a group and, you know, meet up for... You know, other owners that have similar dogs. Like in my instance, I could meet up other owners that have Pomeagles, and you know, we could have a big Pomeagle fest or something. So,
and then Zena's just sitting home alone.
Yeah. Aww. Well, see, I think
eating
that's...
ice cream off like mom's chest.
Ew.
Well, I picture like mom spilling ice cream on her shirt while she's eating Zena, like eating it up.
No, usually it's one spoon for mom, one spoon for Zena.
Yeah, I've seen dad do that with ice on.
Yep. Oh, oh yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, and then, I mean, neighbors too, you know, as long as your neighbor likes pets, you know, they see you out with your dog or something, they may be more inclined to come out and talk to you as well. So I definitely can see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The, this one I got, it's mostly dogs, but, Although dogs are often touted for their health benefits, cat owners can see gains also. Felines are just as beneficial to the health as dogs.
What do you know?
Yeah. If you have a cat. Okay, Carrie.
Yeah.
Don't take any of this to heart. This is probably all fake news, but.
Oh my God, really?
If you have a cat, you're 30% likely to have world's
Oh my God. Are you having a stroke right now?
Maybe
we need another pet since this pets are supposed to prevent strokes.
Okay. So if you have a cat, you're 30% less likely to have a heart attack and 40% less likely to have cardiovascular incident like a stroke, says Dr. Becker, who I think he was on Quantum Leap. In addition, pets can aid in the recovery of a heart attack. If you have a heart attack and you have a dog, you are significantly more likely to be alive a year later. So
I wonder if that goes back to being more active, too.
Probably. Maybe you got to walk them. You got to get up, take care of them, let them outside instead of just laying in bed feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Pets also monitor blood sugar levels, or dogs, rather, monitor blood sugar levels for diabetics.
Oh, yeah. Pets, but mostly dogs, I think.
Yeah. According to American Diabetes Association, Diabetes Forecast magazine, a 1992 study found that one-third of the pets living with diabetics, mostly dogs, but other pets included cats, birds, and rabbits. Wow. Hey.
What's up, Doc?
would change their behavior when their owner's blood sugar level dropped. Most likely a reaction to chemical changes in the owner's body, the behavior noted in the study has resulted in organizations like Dogs for Diabetics, which trains dogs to be companions for patients at risk of unstable blood glucose levels. That kind of goes back to like the whole army thing too, with like veterans and like dogs sensing when, you know, someone's getting overly stressed out or anxious and calming them by basically distracting them, I think.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So the next health benefit would be preventing allergies and also like improving your immunity to certain, you know, allergens. So Dr. Becker says pets can be dramatic. Wow. I think I'm taking over your title,
Sean.
Oh, right?
God damn it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Yeah, all right.
Where am I going to be then? The non-hillbilly Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't have long hair anymore. I can't do that.
You always put on a wig. All right. So Dr. Becker.
That's what she said.
Says pets can dramatically improve immunity and prevent allergies. A study found that children ages 5 to 7 from pet-owning households attend school 3 weeks more per year than those who don't have pets. He also says that the more pets you have earlier in life, the fewer allergies you will develop. So kids basically, you know, if they grow up on farms or around animals, they don't have the allergies. The dander on the hair builds up like a natural immunotherapy for the kids. But he also notes that this effect is not reversible. So getting a pet as an adult will not minimize allergies. It only helps prevent certain allergies from developing in children.
Which makes sense since they say that about a lot of like foods.
Yeah,
you know?
Like peanut butter allergy, you're supposed to give your kids like peanuts when they're younger.
You're supposed to give your kids a variety of foods that are not choking hazards.
Them. Yeah.
Right.
Just fucking shove them out on a farm. There's life, fucker. Yeah. Grow up.
Don't put them in a safe space every day.
All right. Yeah. Fuck your safe space.
That's our college students.
Oh, okay.
Hey, come on now. I'm triggered. All right. So also, children who grow up in households with pets benefit in a lot of ways, especially in emotional development. When a child is attached to a dog or a cat, they learn to express themselves in more ways and they learn to relate better, says Londa.
And they relearn to learn better? Is that what you're just about to say?
Yeah, says Londa Calrissian, who brings children to animal shelters, deliver toys and foods. Because, pets help children develop. They're also hugely beneficial to children suffering from autism and ADHD, which probably a good thing, like someone we know that has a bunch of foster cats. That's probably very beneficial for them.
Yeah, are you all right there?
Yeah, I think I'm having I need more pets. I need pets down here. I'm having a stroke. So, yeah, for children with ADHD, taking care of a pet, it can encourage them to focus on responsibilities through a predictable routine, while the sensory experiences of holding and petting an animal can be soothing for children with autism. So, should we go into
well, wait. What cats I want to touch base on this, though, real quick. This about, like, how it helps children develop. My sister recently had a birthday party for my niece, and they have so many toys already that they decided to instead have donations given to them for an animal shelter, and then they brought those donations to the animal shelter. And I thought that was amazing way to basically teach your kid, your young children, about, you know, giving back and being responsible
and not being greedy.
Yeah. And I just thought that was such a great idea. And I totally encourage all you other parents to consider doing something like that some year, so you don't have a house that's overruled by toys.
Yeah. Like my basement right now.
Yeah, so cats, though, it seems like a lot of the health benefits that dogs bring, it was pretty, you know, the same for cats. Like, for instance, the first thing I have is they help reduce stress and anxiety. I just want to touch base real quick on the stress part of that. I do remember reading about how cats, like a cat's purr, is like a very soothing thing, and that is a form of stress relief.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it just says that it triggers calming chemicals, decreases stress and anxiety, and that, you know, cats are known for being low maintenance, so petting is often enough to relax an owner and distract them from other worries.
Yeah, exactly. With the cat, all you gotta do is put out some food, clean up some shit and sand, and then pet them. That's a lot of cats.
A lot of cats. Like Leota was older, so she was easier to care for like that. Connor, my foster cat, was younger.
Yeah.
He needed playtime. Otherwise, he was a complete terror, which is, you know, typical of young children, I guess.
Yeah. Well, all cats are basically different. Just like all people are different, all dogs are different.
Right.
But when you think of stereotypes, when I think of cats, like feed, clean litter box, pet.
Yeah.
When I think of dog stereotypes, it's like feed, walk, and then play with. That's my stereotypes. That's my racism of pets.
Yeah. See, if you had ever owned a cat, though.
I have.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Holy shit.
Sorry. I'm like, I'm at the end of a cold, and so my throat keeps getting like randomly dry.
All right. Well, I got water right there if you want it. I've pretty much, besides me living on my own, I've always lived with a cat my entire life.
But it wasn't your cat.
It has been. I rescued a cat.
But were you attached to the cat? Was that cat were you that cat's human?
I was attached to the cat. At one point, the cat was never attached to me. I've tried getting attached to cats. They just never liked me.
It's like how like Blue is with your dad. It's like, I feel like there's just certain. It's like cats pick their humans.
Yeah. Well, I've never had a cat pick me. I've had two dogs pick me.
Yeah.
So. All right. What other... Do you want to go through this?
You want to just do like the different ones? And then whatever's similar, just say this was similar?
Well, yeah. We can just like go through, you know, some of them. Like the...
Yeah, they decrease the risk of stroke.
That's like what we talked about with dogs.
Yeah, there's therapeutic benefits.
Which is like, I don't know if you want to...
It triggers the release of
oxytocin.
Is that like oxycodone?
No.
Oh, shit. I was like, go get on a cat. The hormone known
for inducing feelings of love and trust.
Oh, yeah, it's what you're supposed to get when you touch your wife.
I don't have it's that the love in chemical. My body. I don't think I have that chemical.
When you pet or hugged Brody, that is what you felt was a release of oxytocin.
What gland in your body does that come out of?
Your brain.
Yeah.
I think my pituitary gland. Because I don't think I have my pituitary gland anymore because I do not feel that anymore.
Anymore, but you used to feel that.
Oh,
though,
yeah.
With Brody.
Used to, yeah.
Right. So that's what pets in general, I mean, not even just cats.
I felt it earlier when I had to kiss your butt by the sink. After I spanked you with the
metal spatula.
Yeah, you liked it.
Yeah, I probably have a fucking bruise in my ass now.
Hopefully. If I did it right.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
But
it also helps with autism. You know, it helps people feel less anxious and calm while petting.
Lowers. Well, wait, no, that's the next one.
Yeah,
well, beast immunity. Whoa.
Or it helps it people talks, get over grief and mourning.
Yeah, because pets don't talk back, so they help you work out your feelings since you can just talk to an animal and them just be there, you know? As
Brody talked to me. He kept telling me to kill people. I'm like, no, don't.
But yeah, they also boost immunity. Just
yeah, this is like the allergy thing we were talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Lower blood pressure.
Yeah. And the stroke, too.
Yeah.
Decrease.
And heart disease.
Lowers triglycerides.
So that one's kind of weird.
What one?
Well, the cholesterol levels and triglycerides.
Yeah.
Like, why would it lower it with cats? I mean, there's really no activity. Like, because a reoccurring thing here for the categories is because cats are low maintenance. So I wonder why they would lower your cholesterol then.
It says that a study in 2006 had shown that petting a cat is better than taking medication when it comes to lowering cholesterol.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
We go up to... Yeah, because pets who own pets, and men in particular, have significantly lower cholesterol and triglycerine levels than those who don't. It's not clear whether the pet's presence decreases cholesterol.
Oh my gosh. You are literally, hurting my brain listening to you talk. Sorry, I love you, but.
Yeah, or if those who maintain a healthier lifestyle are more than pet owners. That's the last sentence. They don't know if there's some correlation between the exercise of owning a pet or just owning a pet.
Yeah. I think it has something to do. I'm sure there's something deeper down that we probably could have researched that somehow reduces cholesterol. Probably has something to do with like the reduction of stress.
Well, maybe I was going to say, yeah, because stress increases cortisol, which increases cholesterol and fat. So you're calmer.
Well, I mean, you could be more active too with a cat. I mean, look at Dad. Like,
chasing after him.
Yeah. You know, he chases Dad. Dad gets up, you know, chases him back, plays with him a little bit, tries to go to the bathroom. Cat attacks him. Yep. Dad tries catching cat. Cat dies. Dad can't catch him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's cat. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. There's some exercise involved.
Yeah. Cats also increase your sociability. They provide social ability.
But I'm talking
better than you.
But if you're a crazy cat lady, you're not really social. I mean, you are with your cats, but...
And people don't take their cats out on walks.
Yeah, well, I've never seen it in person, but I hear it happens.
If I weren't afraid of looking like a crazy person, I totally would have bought Leota a little stroller to push around it on my walks. Geez.
And the stigma.
Whatever. It does say that one study revealed that women were more attracted to men who owned cats because cat ownership often suggests sensitivity and intelligence.
Gay. TJ?
Really? That's not gay.
No.
That would be, yeah.
That's gay.
It's kind of weird.
I think it's neat when I find out that a guy has a cat because I feel like it's so rare ever meet a guy that has any care for cats.
If I was a chick and I met a dude that owned a cat and that's all he had, I would be afraid he would kill me.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably a serial killer.
He's like stroking the cat.
Why?
He's like, it puts the lotion in his skin.
Exactly.
Or he gets the hose again.
I think people that own animals are much less threatening than people that don't own animals.
But look at Dr. Evil.
Like animals.
Dr. Evil had a cat.
Yeah. And he was evil.
Oh, my God.
He held the world hostage for $1 million.
Okay, so TJ, you want to kind of wrap? Oh, there's a couple of new things in here that cats
I was going to say, these next ones
your
are
carbon
the...
footprint?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Is that where we're at?
Well, you want to read it, TJ?
All right. So a 2009 study found that over its lifetime, the resources needed to feed a dog make the same equal footprint as that of a Hummer. Interesting.
It's like you've owned three Hummers.
Yeah.
Or maybe two, because your dog's count is like one dog combined.
Well, yeah. but Pacey could probably eat for two dogs. So
you just let him eat for two dogs.
Yeah, right? All right. So meanwhile, cats, which eat less in general and are more likely to eat fish than
Connor.
Or Blue.
Slash, he's now Levi.
Yeah. All right. So they're more likely to eat fish than corn or beef-flavored products, only have the approximate carbon footprint of a Volkswagen Golf.
Does this have to do with the production of making the food? Is that what I assume?
Probably, yeah.
Because on average, dogs are bigger. That they eat more than cats, which are on average smaller.
But
like there are,
they eat less food. There's less packaging for the food.
But
why is there less packaging? Well, because there's a smaller bag. Yeah. Okay.
But I have a good point that I think cats have a bigger footprint. Just think of all the kitty litter that you gotta buy. You don't have to buy that for dogs.
No.
So
you just have a little biodegradable bag.
Yeah.
The shit becomes manure.
Yeah, and the bag disappears.
Yep.
Whereas with cats, I mean. Yeah, what's all in that stuff? You got chemicals.
There is a lot of chemicals because that shit, when you do cover it up, you can't smell anything. Yeah. And you go to, when's the last time you went to the beach and shit and buried it? You can still smell it. you can.
Also, like, I found out after I started fostering cats is the importance of feeding them wet food. And that is, like, makes me question the whole carbon footprint thing, too, because it's like you're going through at least 1 to 2 cans a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's filled up our recycling bin way faster than before we were feeding the cat wet food.
Yeah.
But wait, it's recyclable, so that wouldn't be a carbon footprint,
recyclable,
right?
Is bullshit. Recycling is bullshit.
Next.
Have you ever watched Penn and Teller?
All right, Sean, bullshit. What's the next one?
Helping you sleep. That goes with every pet. You have, or significant other, if you have some living, breathing thing next to you, like, it's going to help you sleep better.
No, it does not help me sleep better, not with you. You snore.
Well, so do you, and you fart. Oh, my God, you fart. Holy, yeah, God forbid I touch you in your
I
sleep.
I cannot sleep. If I feel a hand on me, I immediately heat up to 197 degrees.
Yeah, before we got
degrees.
Married, she was complete opposite. She had to be snuggled up like a fucking... But that's before she had a dog.
There was no room. You had a full-size bed with a human-sized dog sleeping with us.
Yeah.
There was no space for me to go but to force myself to cuddle.
Yeah, back then, we were too new in the relationship for you to bitch about it.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's only cats. It says, benefit of having a cat
only
is that
cats.
You have something to sleep with. It's been reported that some studies... By some studies, that what? Cats can help you sleep better. So if you usually sleep alone and are having difficulty sleeping, this one may help. It's probably because cats purr, mm-hmm. which is a relaxing, calming effect.
That never relaxed me. I hate it when cats purr. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep.
That's why Leota was so great, because she had such a soft, cute, little girly purr.
Yeah, unlike Levi or Connor, which is like...
Aw, it's so cute. TJ called, you called him a lawnmower or something like that?
Maybe. I don't remember. When was that?
When we were sitting on the couch and he was purring and it was like so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
he was pretty loud.
I love the purrs. It means they're happy. Okay, next one, encouraging children's empathy, which we went over with the dog thing.
Yeah.
Basically, having a pet is very beneficial for kids. And then I'll just do the next new one, and then TJ can do the last one. Wait, there's two more. Three more.
Counting.
helping to detect seizures. Cats can be good pets for those suffering from seizures due to their ability in warning people before seizures happen. Cats tend to recognize the signs and are able to make an effort to warn the sufferer. Reason why they can do that is unknown, but it would be helpful to do some seizures prevention. So I guess I'm sure that applies to dogs too, though.
Yeah, we can probably get into that when we get into jobs.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly...
Yeah, what is this next one? This seems really interesting.
I don't know. Cats strengthen the bones.
Hmm.
It sounds strange,
but... pussy does make bones hard.
Oh, my God. No.
So, purring cats are helpful in treating bone-related injuries. If you have a cat and some problems with your muscles or swelling, let it purr.
What?
For giving you natural treatment. The reason behind is it's beneficial.
The reason behind its benefit, I think I have to talk for both of these guys.
Is because cats produce purring frequency that is suitable for healing problems with bones. A cat's purr also calms nerves, decreases stress, reduces symptoms of dyspnea.
Which is labored breathing.
That's weird. Lowers blood pressures, Oh, wow. Their PRRS heal infections and swelling and heal muscles, tendons, and ligament joints.
If you don't believe it, just Google benefits of or health benefits of purring.
So basically, if I have a sore knee, I'm just going to go get a cat and wrap it around my knee.
But just stick blue on your knee.
Cats don't always purr when they're happy. They also purr like when they're like pissed off or upset. Like it's not a solely happy purr, right?
I think they only purr when they're happy or when they don't feel good or are uncomfortable, because purring is their natural way of soothing themselves. I learned about this when Leota was sick, because she purred and I was like, how is she purring right now? And when I Googled it, I found out that it's probably because she didn't feel good and was trying to make herself feel better.
Yeah, so it's like when they're stressed or angry and they don't want to be, they could be purring.
I don't think they purr when they're angry.
But they're so mad they're just trying to calm themselves down.
No, I think they only purr when they're content or they don't feel good.
Okay.
So is there a way of meditating?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So there's one last one.
Which is kind of like dogs.
Yep.
Are you going to read it?
Sure.
You gonna be able to read it?
I can try. That's why I don't like reading a script for podcasts. It's when I like just talking.
You're letting your brain like you're not letting your brain catch up with your words.
All right. So this probably has to do with me. People with autism tend to have problems with communication. It is so hard for normal people to understand what they mean, except they are used to it. What?
Oh, my God. It is so hard for normal people to understand what they mean, except they are used to it. Like people who have a mother that has an autistic son is used to how her autistic son communicates with her.
Okay, that was really poorly written.
Yeah.
All right. A therapy of communication can be done with a cat so that people with autism can learn better of how to interact with others. So you learn how to, talk to the cat and shit. And it helps you get confidence to talk to other people.
It's probably another one of those things where a person can talk to an animal and them not talk back.
Yeah. They can't tell them to shut up.
They can't
upset sit and listen.
An autistic person. Yeah.
Unless they start purring and it freaks them out.
That's true. Then they just start running around.
I don't know if that's possible for purring to freak someone out.
I don't know. All right. So our next guideline or clip note is jobs that dogs and cats can do. We're going to do dogs and then we're going to go to cats. So I'm not going to really spend a lot of time on a lot of these because most of these are self-explanatory. So we got guide dogs. You know, the first school for guide dogs was in Germany in World War I, and they basically assisted.
Oh my God. This is seriously my brain.
They help soldiers that have been blinded.
Love you, babe. Love you, babe.
Guide dogs, you know, they help blind people. War dogs, they help people with PTSD. Jesus fucking Christ.
Just read the sentence, then speak.
I don't like reading shit. I like talking to people.
I wonder if this is how you read books so fast, because you don't really read them correctly.
No, because I took a speed reading class in college and it said just pick out the key words.
Yeah.
So I don't read words like a, and the. Like I don't read them in sentences.
Well,
like,
read
in my head.
Them out loud on the podcast.
Okay.
So they make sense.
So war dogs, we got those. We got therapy dogs. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Wait. The guide dogs, though.
No, we did guide dogs. It leaves blind people.
These dogs act as pilots for the handler's lives. Common breeds include Labs, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds.
Okay.
And there's approximately 8,000, 20,000 active service pups working each day. That's amazing.
That's not a lot at all, considering there's 350 million people in the United States.
Yeah, but not everyone needs a service dog.
Blind,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, there's therapy dogs, too, which, you know, they're in hospitals, retirement homes, classrooms, hospices, nursing homes, colleges, disaster relief areas, you know, every safe place. There's herding dogs. Those are the dogs, you know, they just want to get every living thing in one area, whether it's like a sheep or a cow or a person or another dog. You know, they just want to control livestock. There's acting dogs.
Air Bud.
Yeah. Or when I think of
Benji.
Lassie.
Yeah. Oh, or, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think of Full House.
What? Comet. What was that? What was that movie with the three dogs? Far From Home. Was that what it was called?
I have no idea.
With Chance.
Yeah, I think it was Far. Sounds.
Oh, that movie was so good.
I don't know.
Oh my God, we have to watch it.
Oh boy.
God
damn
it.
Oh boy.
It was
all right, so there's search and rescue dogs, which obviously, you know, they got a great sense of smell. They got a great sense of direction. They're super brave. They don't give a fuck. They just want to help people. That's what they do. They search and rescue. There's detection dogs. They're basically
the ones at the airports.
Yeah, well, anything.
Making sure you're not bringing home drugs from Mexico.
Anything from drugs to explosives, specific foods, human remains, money, whatever. These fuckers are like Batman, except on steroids. And yeah, you can find them at airports, police stations, borders, schools, you know, not at colleges though.
Don't pet them, even though I really want to most of the time.
Yeah, it was weird down in Cancun. They didn't have like German shepherds walking around. They had little like coon hounds.
Cute little beagles.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, I had you growing up. You're so cute. Like, you're not going to hurt anyone. You're
just
like,
I just want to pet your floppy ears.
But speaking of beagles, yeah, tracking and hunting dogs. Hounds, terriers, Dachshunds.
Dachshunds.
I'm not German. Well, I'm half German, but I'm mostly Irish.
Oh, my gosh.
The Dachshunds? Dachshunds.
I didn't know they were hunting dogs.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. They're low to the ground.
Exactly. They're trained to be the ears, eyes, and retrievers for the humans. Yeah. They don't, like, chew shit up. Like, you shoot a bird, they run and get it. They bring it back. They don't just eat it. Much like, you know, a Rottweiler would. And
or there's dogs like Ava who just like to kill just to kill.
Yeah, but she won't eat it.
Yeah.
Ava's just killed like five things now, and she just kills it and just leaves it there. She's like our Dexter.
Yeah.
She's Ava, she's black, and she is our dark passenger.
Like that one morning I woke up and I thought there was cat puke on the rug in the shape of a mouse, so I screamed at you.
Yeah, but Leota was in no shape to kill a mouse, and she didn't have her front claws.
Yeah, so and it was for sure Ava and it was
which is awesome.
Horrified.
Yeah, any rodents that get in the house, Ava, I want you to kill them 100%. Especially chipmunks. If a chipmunk
no,
is in the fucking house.
Oh my God.
Oh, if a chipmunk is in the fucking house, you want that thing dead right
if
now.
If I ever found a dead chipmunk, I would seriously be crying.
Dude,
for
our
like
house
days.
Would be destroyed if a chipmunk got it.
I don't care.
Or
that's
a squirrel.
So cute.
Or if a squirrel. Well,
I've had a squirrel in my house before, in my apartment rather, and that shit was terrifying.
Exactly.
Those things are like bugs. They crawl on like fucking beams and
they're
shit.
They're basically rats.
Yeah, exactly.
They got like.
But she
skin
likes
diseases.
Rats.
They're
like
cute,
fleas.
Except when they're in your house and they're clinging to like walls. I'm like, what the fuck is like? How are you sticking to that right now?
That's why you need a bow and arrow. You just boom.
I had to trap the thing in my bedroom at the time, open a window, and then I had to kind of like wait for it to leave. I think I called like animal control to figure out how the fuck to get it out. And then I think I got a broom and I just kind of, it was like under my bed at the time and I had to kind of like shoo it out. And I was living on the second story. That thing went flying out my window.
Well, some squirrels can fly. Yeah. So.
I even looked because you could go onto the roof at this apartment. I looked over the side of the roof. There was no dead squirrel. So I pray that that poor thing was okay.
Well, it's probably like a cat, right? Yeah. You can jump out of, you know, high building and live.
It was just, my God. Well, yeah, that was terrifying. Yeah.
So anyway, the last jobs I found was sled dogs, which everyone knows. There's been a million movies about them. I think there's a Jamaican sled dog team movie called.
No, those aren't dogs. Those are just Jamaicans
no.
that are
no, the,
sled
the
dog runners.
Jamaican movie is called Drool Runnings.
Seriously, there's a movie called Drool Runnings?
Yeah, it's like Cool Runnings, but it's dogs instead of
black
people.
You're making that up. Oh my God. Cool Runnings is, oh my God, I love that movie. That's one of my
favorites.
That's
called Drool Runnings. It's a bunch of huskies.
You'll have to make a skit about that. Just duplicate Ava in Photoshop and make her times 12.
All right, Carrie.
However many sled dogs there are.
All right, give me some cat jobs. Give me a cat job, baby. Come on.
Okay, cat jobs.
Yeah.
Pest control. And that is it. They are amazing at killing bugs and rodents. Like,
and that's why we have so many like cockroaches and centipedes and whatever that bug was you found in bed. Like, Remember you woke? Bed? Yeah, remember you woke up and you had some bug on your pillow?
Oh my God, don't remind me of that. Well, it was on my arm.
Yeah.
Oh, it was on the pillow.
It's all been since Leota's passed.
Yeah, but before Leota was sick, though, I woke up one morning and I went to the bathroom and there was a giant fucking centipede in the hallway. But it was dead. But it was fucking enormous. Like, that thing probably weighed a pound, I'm sure.
A pound?
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
And all I could think was, like, it had to have been Leota, because Leota always fucked with bugs. Like, she didn't give no fucks. If there was a bee, she was fucking with it. I would have to, like, basically trap the bee to prevent her from being stung. So, but to go a little more into it, since really there's, like, not very many jabs I could find. In case anyone didn't know, but cats were considered sacred in ancient Egyptian society. Based on recent DNA comparisons of living species, it's been estimated that cats were first domesticated from the Middle Eastern subspecies of the wild cat about 10,000 years ago in the Fertile Crescent.
But I thought the Earth is only like 5,000 years old.
Shut the fuck up. Thousands of years later, the people in what would later be Upper and Lower Egypt had a religion centering on the worship of animals, including cats, which I think is a religion that needs to be established in the United States, which we are getting closer to having more like laws for animals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's super important for animal abusers to be prosecuted the same way in which it would be if it were a human,
because
usually animal abuse leads to human abuse. Anyways, back to cats. Praised for controlling vermin and its ability to kill snakes such as cobras, the domesticated cat became a symbol of grace and poise.
I've watched those YouTube videos before of cats whooping the crap out of cobras and snakes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like nuts, you know? You don't really think much of cats until you got a snake in your house, I guess. But, the same graceful creatures now sleep on our pillows were life-saving companions to the people of ancient Egypt. It's no wonder that generations of Egyptians were drawn to worship them. Regarded as a fierce protector of the home and especially of children and royalty, largely because of cats' renowned ability to kill these vermin, Egyptians began regarding their cats as loving, important members of their families and treated them with as much respect and dignity as their own children. So, and I know still today, like, people adopt, you know, there's lots of feral cat communities. People will adapt those ferals to put on their farms, in their barns, to kind of control the rodent population.
Yeah.
So, and then also there is that, I'm sure many of you have seen or heard of, that cat that attacked a dog who was, like, attacking its
kid,
human little brother or whatever, who apparently this child was autistic, and this random dog
came
out.
It's like 4 years old, right?
Yeah, it's a couple years old.
No, the kid, he was like...
Oh, the kid?
I say he between... The kid was like 2 to 4.
Yeah, he was pretty little. He was like on his bike, and this dog came wandering into their driveway. This, I think, was captured on like a security camera from their house.
Yeah.
And the dog just comes up to this little kid and starts pulling on its pant leg to try to yank it off its bike. And this cat comes out of nowhere and just fucking karate kicks this dog, scares the dog away. And, like, the kid is fine. And then the mom comes out, you know, and it's just amazing, because cats, I feel, do not get enough credit. And I think that cats just really just don't give a fuck until they really need to give a fuck.
I think it's been proven that cats are like the number one animal that will survive in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. They're like natural hunters, you know, so I can see that.
Yeah,
like,
well,
dogs are too domesticized.
Yeah.
Like, they would not survive. Even, I don't care how badass your dog is, like, it would not be able to survive on its own.
Yeah, I mean, there was another video of a cat that, where they were demolishing a building, and apparently there was a stray cat that was living in it. And as the building was coming down, this cat leapt from one of the windows up high.
The 10th story, probably, right?
Yeah, it was up high, so it survived.
I don't think so, but as the building was crumbling, this cat jumps out, and everyone's like, oh my God, did that cat just get crushed by the rubble? And the thing went wandering away.
Oh, they also like have nine fine. Lives.
Yeah.
But then there's also been stories of cats that have woken up its humans when there's been a fire in a house.
Yeah.
Or like a carbon monoxide leak, or someone is having a blood pressure situation or whatever. So cats definitely, I mean, even trying to find out things that cats do, I feel that they just are not credited enough for all the stuff I have seen throughout the years for what cats have done. So,
yeah.
I'm Googling, domestic cats can fall from any height with a remarkable survival rate. I haven't read it yet. 132 cats falling from an average of 5.5 stories and as high as 32 stories with a survival rate of about 90%, assuming they are brought in to treat their injuries that may occur. So, yeah, out of 132 cats that fell between 5.5 stories and 32 stories, you know, almost all of them lived.
It's impressive.
Yeah, as opposed to you just taking a cat off your balcony on your first or second floor and just throwing it down, like that's a way less survival.
Yeah, I just saw like a cat that's up for adoption that I read the story where the people that had it, they drove by the animal shelter and threw the cat out their moving vehicle towards the animal shelter. And the animal shelter saw this and got the cat right away. But the cat was harmed from being thrown out of a moving vehicle.
Exactly.
So,
You have velocity, and then you have, you know, it doesn't have a lot of time to twist around. It's like the old paradox. You know, if you butter a piece of bread, it'll always land butter side down.
I didn't know.
If you drop it, yeah.
Is that because it's like heaviest on that side?
Yeah. But if you drop a cat, it always lands paw down. So if you duct tape a piece of buttered toast to a cat's back and drop it, it'll just float. It'll just constantly rotate in midair because it doesn't know how to fall.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So anything else on pets or?
There was one last thing I just wanted to say to close up, and that is about if. This is a public service announcement.
This is about adopting, right?
Yeah, because A, if you don't want your pet, don't throw it out your car at a shelter.
Buckers.
Park your fucking car and take the cat in. Or if you're too embarrassed, put it in a box with holes in it and stick it in front of the door when it's not freezing cold or super hot.
Like Pacey.
But definitely... just fucking
and don't just leave it chained out and don't put it in a bag and throw it in a fucking river. Don't do anything to harm animals. Like
animals,
there
are garbage.
So many places you can take them.
Yeah, they're living, breathing, emotional creatures that have feelings.
And to some people, they're their only friend. So
yeah. So if you cannot keep your animal or need assistance in caring for your pet, and you live in Wisconsin or anywhere, I guess, call your Humane Society. You can call the Wisconsin Humane Society at 414-264-6257, or you can call MADIC, which is Monkey Animal Domestic Area Control Center, at 414-649-8640. There is help for those who ask.
Yeah, and there's rescues all around wherever you fucking live, whether it's L.A., New York, D.C., Seattle...
Even
Oklahoma,
if you're looking for
Nashville.
A purebred dog, there's so many purebred dogs out there that need a home.
Yeah, don't ever go to a pet store. Don't go to Puppy World or the fucking store at your local strip mall.
Pet stores, though, are making it illegal to sell pets from puppy mills.
Yeah, if the dog costs over, what, $500, I'd say it's probably from a puppy mill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have to pay
$450 is even a lot.
Yeah, if you don't have to pay like an adoption fee and you don't know a backstory on the dog, it's probably from a puppy mill. And if you don't know what a puppy mill is, that shit's fucked up. We've fostered animals from puppy mills.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
Google image puppy mill dogs.
Yeah.
And prepare to have nightmares.
Yeah, your $1,000 purebred dog is probably inbred and stupid as fuck, and its parents are probably raised in hell.
Well, or it could be harboring some infection. Like, I knew a guy who had bought a dog from a breeder from another state. The dog was flown into him, and it was a super cute dog, the size of Ava, like super good temperament and everything. But I think he had it for like 3 years, and she suddenly got this weird blood infection. And she ended up dying of this blood infection. And it was only assumed that, you know, this blood infection was potentially somehow caused or passed down to her from where she was bred and who she was bred from and the conditions that the parents of her were bred in. But yeah, you should always see where your dog comes from, the environment it lives in, and meet the parents if you're buying from a breeder. So if you have any questions too, you can always reach out to Make Me a Fan podcast.
Yeah. On Twitter at Make Me a Fan. That seems to be where we're the most popular for some reason. Otherwise on Facebook at Make Me a Fan podcast or Instagram, Make Me a Fan podcast. You can go to obviously makemeafanpodcast.com. Shoot us a message, order a shirt. We're going to be updating it more with a video and some other shit. And, yeah, do you guys have anything else to add?
Yeah, I got I guess maybe two kind of little things.
Yeah.
There was a job that cats do is they just love to knock stuff onto the floor.
A gravity tester.
Yeah, and to go along with that, we now have definitive proof that the earth is not flat, because if it was, cats would have knocked everything off the earth by now.
I saw that.
Oh. So, I actually saw that meme today on, I think, Facebook. So. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Nice.
All right. What do you got, Carrie?
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I guess that's all we got. We've run out of time, and we will be back again next week. We're finally back recording again. We have so many interesting topics. We have some special guests lined up. And I'm going to end this by playing the promo for the What If podcast. We're going to do a crossover with these fuckers. We're going to figure it out. So here you go. Here's our theme song, and then we're going to play the What If podcast. So bye, bitches.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what America would be like if JFK had lived?
How about if all the cats in the world disappeared?
Perhaps you'd like to know what may have come if Japan never surrendered in World War II.
Well, ponder no more. You've come to the right place.
What If is a podcast dedicated to answering life's odd little quandaries, taking into account factual events and ideas while also crafting great hypotheticals.
Join Jay Bats and Mike Hall, brothers who are always wondering,
what if?
What the fuck?
Mental vacation.
Makes me seem like a horrible individual.
You are.
Yeah.
Have anal sex with a person who, prior to the deed, has swallowed a piece of raw bacon.
What?
like fucking a chicken.
That'd be awesome. Well, make me a fan of your crime.
They still had places to go. You know, there was still bars.
Make me a fan, Cupcake.